So good afternoon, everyone. So at this time each day, we'll be offering practices to cultivate what my dear friend Eric Kolvig calls a heart that's ready for anything. So on this retreat, we are cultivating what is called the two wings of practice, the wing of awareness, with which both Jonathan and Tara beautifully guided us through today and yesterday, and the wing of compassion. Both are necessary for us to fly towards freedom. So throughout this week, you will be navigating emotions in your heart, thoughts in your mind, sensations in your body. To be able to hold all that arises in our experience, cultivating a heart that is loving, kind, compassionate, accepting, even forgiving, allows us to be with life as it is and to discern the most skillful way to move forward. So for today's practice on this first full day of retreat, I'd like to offer an opportunity to feel a stronger sense of settling into being here and feeling the support that is always around you, and to introduce the practice of loving kindness, which is the cultivation of an unconditional friendliness towards ourselves and others. So loving kindness, or metta in the Buddha's language of Pali, is a meditation practice that brings about positive attitudinal changes as it systemically develops the quality of loving acceptance. It's a way of healing the troubled mind to free it from its pain and confusion. Loving kindness has the immediate benefit of sweetening and changing old, habituated, negative patterns of mind when practiced regularly. So I remember when I first started practicing 20-something years ago, and we would do the loving kindness practice, and I just wasn't feeling it. You know, I was even like reading the Thich Nhat Hanh's book, Pieces Every Step, and he wanted me to smile at a flower. I'm like, I don't feel like smiling at a flower, you know. It's just like this resistance, you know, of sorts. And so, you know, if as we go through this practice, it doesn't necessarily resonate with you right away, it's totally normal and it's totally okay. It's sort of like fake it till you make it. And the more you do it, the more you will see its benefits. And so I lived in Washington, D.C. for 30 years. And if you live in that area, you know that like people don't really look at each other, you know, when we're like passing each other on the sidewalk or, you know, on the metro or whatever. And I just thought that was just really sad. And so I decided that I would just start sending what Tara described last night as stealth metta, you know, to folks that I would pass on the street or encounter, you know, in line at the grocery store or on the subway. And so I just did that for like 2-3 years. And then all of a sudden, I just started noticing that people would start smiling at me or start looking at me. And I was like, oh my God, is D.C. getting friendlier? And so I said to my partner, sweetie, have you noticed like people in D.C. are actually like much more amicable? And she's like, no, they're not. And I said, well, they seem to be smiling at me and you know, at least engaging, you know, with me with eye contact. And she said, it's because you have a yes face, you know. And the yes face to me was just that eminence of this like energy, you know, of just well wishes to complete strangers, you know, the capacity of the heart, the energy of the heart is actually very palpable, and so the more that you put that out there, the more people will actually respond to it. So my partner says, you know, I have a no face. I don't want anyone talking to me. I don't want like, you know, anyone trying to engage with me. So you ultimately get to choose what face you want to bring into the world. So I'd like to share with you this practice if you haven't practiced it before. So if you're willing and able, I'd actually like you to stand up. And then you can do, if you don't feel like standing up, you can do it sitting down as well. But standing is just a way of sort of being really present and actually taking a stand on this earth. So allowing your eyes to close and allowing your feet to firmly contact the floor. Allow your knees to bend just slightly so that you're not hyperextending your knees. Have your tailbone tuck underneath you just a little bit. Allow your shoulders to fall away from your ears and allow your arms to relax down towards your hands, which are resting by your sides. You might want to tuck your chin down slightly towards your chest and allow the crown of your head to reach for the sky. So this is standing meditation. And this is a posture that you can actually use in the hall. It's a posture that you use when you do your walking meditation. So just feeling your connection to the floor and imagining this connection through this building and into the earth. I'd like to share this teaching from my teacher, Thea Elijah, called Earth First. Can you feel your connection to the ground? Before human connection, feel your earth connection. You belong. You are native to this planet. No matter what happens between you and other humans, this ground connection is your incontestable birthright. It's not just an idea. Feel it in your body and invite others to share it with you. With your body on a me-first basis, sound the note of belonging to the earth before all human connection, and invite others to establish their connection with the earth before their relationship with you. This is called establishing common ground. All human relationship is secondary to our meeting on common ground, and all human relationship is much healthier that way. So allowing yourself to feel the pull of gravity, affirming your belonging to this planet. And then from the crown of your head, feeling the connection to the sky, the heavens, the universe. And from behind you, feeling your connection to our wise and bright ancestors, both blood and cultural, who have our back always. We may not always know who they are, and I invite you to cultivate a trust to know that they are there, always to support you. Now see if you can gladden what is called your bodhicitta, or your awakening heart-mind, by becoming aware of someone or something that you're grateful for, or an act of generosity that you recently did. So gladdening your heart-mind. And as you cultivate this heart-mind energy, we're going to do what is called a chi smear. And so allowing this gladdening of your heart-mind to manifest on your face as a gentle smile or soft expression. And then just gently place your hands on your face and begin to spread that bodhicitta, that awakening heart-mind energy, downwards over your chest, your belly, your legs, all the way down to your feet or as far as you can reach. So just spreading this energy of your awakening heart-mind. And then slowly stand back up and find your ground again, your connection to the earth through your feet, your connection to the sky through the crown of your head, and with your wise and bright ancestors at your back. So now imagine inside of you is a big donut hole that represents your true heart in Chinese medicine. And within this hole streams a most powerful light that holds your Buddha nature, your own innate goodness. Now allow this light to shine forth through you to those around you, connecting you to yourself and others. Become aware of any sensations, emotions, thoughts that are present in this moment, and allow them to be there if you can. Now slowly make your way back to a sitting posture, either in your chair or on your cushion. Just gently, mindfully transitioning from standing to sitting. If you're sitting in a chair, see if you can allow yourself to be fully supported by your chair, giving yourself fully to the seat and back with your feet still connected to the earth. And if you're sitting on a cushion on the floor, allow whatever areas of your body that are contacting the floor to feel its support. Now gently create a soft fist with your dominant hand and place it over your heart. This represents your personal heart, the heart that loves, experiences loss and grief, holds pain with compassion and kindness. Notice if you can connect with how open or closed your heart is, feeling in this moment, without judgment, if possible. And if it feels difficult to connect with your heart, simply set an intention to connect with it, and then just see what happens. Now breathe into that donut hole of light that holds your innate goodness and bathe your soft fist with this light, allowing it to flow freely and generously over your personal heart. With this connection to earth, sky, ancestors, true heart, and personal heart, let us bring to mind a mental picture or reflect on the positive qualities of a being that you love deeply, a being that feels so easy to love, like a family member, a friend, a pet, a teacher, or a benefactor. Just imagining in your mind's eye this being, or reflecting on their positive qualities. And as you hold this being in your heart, wishing them these loving kindness phrases: may you be happy and peaceful and free from suffering. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be healthy and strong, awake and free. Again, your light of innate goodness bathing your personal heart and holding this being that you love deeply. May you be happy and peaceful and free from suffering. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be healthy and strong, awake and free. Noticing any sensations, feelings, thoughts that may be arising as you hold this being that you deeply love and wishing them well. Now slowly transitioning to offering these wishes of well-being to yourself. And if it feels hard to do for yourself in this moment, you can imagine yourself as a younger child, your teenager. Just allow the light of your innate goodness to flow over your personal heart as you hold yourself with these well wishes. May I be happy and peaceful and free from suffering. May I be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May I be healthy and strong, awake and free. So, noting whatever emotions or thoughts or sensations arise as you offer yourself these well wishes. Yourself in this present body or a younger version of yourself. Does it feel easy or difficult to take in? May I be happy and peaceful and free from suffering. May I be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May I be healthy and strong, awake and free. And whether you're able to take that in for yourself or not, it's totally okay. It's just where you are right now. Now we'll slowly transition to offering these well wishes to a neutral person, meaning someone you encounter in your everyday life and don't know very well. Be a clerk at the grocery store, your mail carrier, the bank teller, your favorite barista at the coffee shop. As these beings also want to be happy So wishing them well. May you be happy and peaceful and free from suffering. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be healthy and strong, awake and free. So sharing these well wishes of loving kindness to strangers, to neutral folks, is really important too, to allow our hearts to be unconditionally loving. May you be happy and peaceful and free from suffering. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be healthy and strong, awake and free. Just noticing how it feels in your body, emotions present in your heart, thoughts that might be in your mind. And we're going to step up our game a little bit and just see if we're able to offer well wishes to a being that you find slightly annoying or challenging in your life right now. So someone who has maybe caused, you know, discomfort or a minor harm, not something really big right now. Just someone that you find slightly annoying or challenging. Just see what it feels like to offer them these well wishes. May you be happy and peaceful and free from suffering. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be healthy and strong, awake and free. So being aware of what it feels like to offer these well wishes to someone you find slightly annoying or challenging right now. Is your heart willing? Is it cracked open just a little bit? Or is it shutting down even more? However it's responding, it's totally okay. It's just good to notice. May you be happy and peaceful and free from suffering. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be healthy and strong, awake and free. Now I just want to give you some time to go back, and you can offer more loving kindness in your own way, with your own phrases for a being that you love deeply. You can offer them to yourself. You can offer them to a neutral person Or you can keep working on the slightly annoying, challenging person. Again, connecting to the earth, sky, ancestors at your back, the flow of the light of innate goodness over your personal heart. And wishing well whatever being you're offering it to. If you find you're losing the energetic of cultivating that feeling of loving kindness, you can, the physical presence of your hand over your heart or perhaps your hand on your cheek, but just a tender touch to yourself sometimes can bring that back, bring that connection back. Remembering the preciousness of all beings. Remembering that ultimately all we want is to be loved, accepted, cared for, appreciated. And then just gently letting go of the practice. And now we will offer wishes for well-being to all beings everywhere, in all directions, without exception. May all beings be happy and peaceful and free from suffering. May all beings be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May all beings be healthy and strong, awake and free. All beings. Small ones, big ones, ones that walk or crawl on the earth, ones that fly through the sky, ones that swim in the seas. All beings on this planet, all beings throughout this universe. May all beings be happy and peaceful and free from suffering. May all beings be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May all beings be healthy and strong, awake and free. And gently coming back to your breath and body if you can. Just noticing the quality of your body, heart, and mind after this practice of loving kindness. And as I said earlier, we cultivate this. It's just not one that is just for the cushion. It's definitely one that we can take out into this retreat, into our lives, into the world. It's what the world needs right now. It's this benevolent energy. It's more powerful than you'll ever know. So as you pass each other in the dining hall or going to your group meetings or down to yoga practice, you can keep offering well wishes to each other. You can offer well wishes to the metta bowl here at the altar. It's cultivating kindness, compassion, love,